This morning, the flowers are given to the glory of God in thanks for Dorothy Omer's gift of teaching, teaching which has been filled with compassion, fun, and love. We're thankful for all the children she has blessed serving at St. Matthew's. Dorothy's gentle way has been shared with both young and old alike. Blessings to Dorothy and her family from all of us as they make their new home in Ohio.
Good morning. Welcome you all to the Sunday morning worship service at St. Matthew's United Methodist Church. Would you turn to your neighbor and tell them, I'm so grateful you are with me to worship God together, and you may put it in your chat. I'm so glad you're all together to worship God together. Yes, we are so grateful God has given us this wonderful community of faith, even though it's online, but we get together to worship God. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Almighty God, Almighty God. Yeah, that's God who God is. That's the God who we worship, Almighty God, with the greatest compassion for every single one of us this morning, as we've decided to worship, acknowledge God and God's love and power during this worship hours. May God fill our hearts with the passion for God and compassion for one another. Let us our Almighty God together with our heart, mind, and soul.
Let us join our hearts and minds in prayer together. As you call us to be people of faith, O God, you know that we are often people with doubts. We doubt that love can grow again in places where anger and misunderstanding are so powerful. But you know the strength of love and the power of prayer. Help us to be faithful people of love. We doubt that peace can come in the places where hatreds and racism are strong, in places across the world and in our own neighborhoods. You know that peace can grow, especially in the broken places. Help us to be faithful peacemakers. Jesus' resurrection shows us that you specialize in impossibilities. You walked on water, you heal the nations, you forgive sins and set the captives free. You set us free from our captivities. This morning we pray for those of us who are filled with doubts, who wonder whether you exist and whether you are listening. We pray for people who doubt and the purpose of their lives, who face feelings of meaningless and despair. Even when we have that sinking feeling, give us the wisdom to turn to you. Lord, we want to believe. Help our unbelief. Give us faith so that we can live as your people, believing in your power to offer us meaning and purpose, believing in your power to raise us up from despair, believing that we can share and live this good news with everyone we meet. For we ask all this in the name of the risen one. Amen.
Amen. Please arise in spirit and or in body. Let us sing the hymn, "The Jesus in Me." Worship and song, the Green Book, page 3151, "The Jesus in Me." Let us praise the Lord.
Thank you.
seated.
That's okay. Do you want me to start from the beginning? Okay. Good morning. We're gonna hear a story today from Acts chapter 4. And it's about the time, it's the second Sunday of Easter this week, so it's about the time, shortly after Jesus' time on earth, when the Christian church was being formed. And one of the things that they did was to pool their resources together so that everyone could have enough. So if we think about resources, like this box of crayons, there's 24 crayons, so all of us in the sanctuary today could have one crayon. So I have a red crayon, I'm going to hand out a green crayon, a blue crayon, a purple crayon, and an orange crayon to everybody else in the sanctuary today. And we can all draw pictures. I can draw beautiful red pictures. But if we all work together, we could probably make a beautiful rainbow. And that's what I think that story is about, when it says the whole group of those who believed were of one heart and one soul. They worked separately to make sure that everyone had enough, but when they worked together and shared together, they could make something as beautiful as a rainbow. We're going to do something a little different than we usually do during the message for all ages today, because with COVID, we can't say goodbye and send people off in the way that we used to. So but we do have Dorothy Omer with us today, and I'm going to invite her up here in just a little bit. Dorothy has been part of our St. Matthew's family for a long time, since before I was here, and I know Dorothy as the mom to two fabulous girls. I know her as a incredible gardener. And I think even had a hand in putting our garden out there by the playground that all of the kids enjoy too when it first went in, as I recall. But Dorothy's calling and true gift is with our youngest Sunday schoolers, and she's, I think, touched the lives of many, many of the kids of St. Matthew's. So as a symbol of what we want to share with her and our gift in sending Dorothy, we made a picture, which we can't show you today because we're live streaming, but it's got faces of lots of the kids of St. Matthew's inside of flowers. So it combines gardening and kids, which is something we know Dorothy really loves. So I'm going to invite Dorothy to come up and to take a look at this, and then we'll have Pastor Janu send her off. Oh, and I should say one other thing. Because we're virtual in Sunday school, we still get to enjoy Dorothy for the rest of the year. So Dorothy, can I invite you up?
First, thank you for the beautiful gift. It will have pride of place in my new home and will remind me of the gift that you children have given me. Almost every child in this church interacted with me in vacation Bible school or Sunday school. And I want each of you to know it has been my joy to spend time with you, to know you, and to love you. I want to say thank you to the parents for sharing your children with me, for entrusting them to me. I hope you know I love them, and I cherished every moment that I spent with them. And I have a third group I would like to say thank you to, and that is to the ringtones, my friends there. When I started ringing bells in the church, I could not participate in the Bells of St. Matthew because they practiced during Sunday school, and I couldn't give up my class. So my friends agreed to ring during first service for me. And I cherish them, not just for that, but I say thank you to them for that. So I'm not going away. I'm going to be at Sunday school. And please know what I've always told you. God loves you. God loved you yesterday. God loves you today. God loves you tomorrow and always for who you are. I love you, and I take you with me in my heart. Thank you.
Dorothy, I really appreciate your love for our church, especially our children. You know, as you and Chuck and your family begin your new journey, we'll keep you in our prayers. And whenever you use this threshold, you may feel, you know, that you get cradled, you know, in God's arms. Can we bless you? Sure. You know, the church, would you stretch your arm like this? Should I go there? Did you show them? Okay. Okay. So would you stretch your arms like this? It's one of the ways we show that we bless somebody we love. And this morning we bless our sister Dorothy. You know, please join me in blessing her in God's name. Let us pray. Our loving God, we are so grateful. All the blessings you have given us through Dorothy and her ministry and her life. God, we believe that you have planned for her and her family in Ohio. Continue to hold her up with your mighty hand. Continue to guide Dorothy and Chuck. Lead them. They may experience the joy of promised land at their new home. Gracious God, we'll remember the love she has taught us with her words and with her actions. We truly bless Dorothy and her family with all our hearts. We don't know how longer, but we will get connected online every Sunday during this pandemic, Lord. But beyond that, if they need to find new family of faith in Ohio, Lord, prepare our church community. Prepare people who are joyfully, who will be joyfully walking with Dorothy and Chuck with the love you grant. As we give you thanks for all the love she has shared with us, we bless another community who will be experiencing that beautiful love. But in the meantime, keep her safe and healthy, and bless our, continue to bless our relationships, so we will take the best out of the Lord. Lord, we bless Dorothy, Chuck, and their family with our heart, with our life, in the precious name, the powerful name, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Thank you so much, Dorothy.
The first of our scripture readings this morning is from Matthew's Gospel in the 5th chapter. You have heard that it was said to the people long ago, "Do not murder, and anyone who murders will be subject to judgment." But I tell you that anyone who is angry with a brother or sister will be subject to judgment. Again, anyone who says to a brother or sister, "Raca," is answerable to the Sanhedrin. But anyone who says, "You fool," will be in danger of the fire of hell. And from the letter of James in the 3rd chapter, these verses. With the tongue we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse human beings who have been made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth come praise and cursing. My brothers and sisters, this should not be. Can both fresh water and salt water flow from the same spring? My brothers and sisters, can a fig tree bear olives or a grapevine bear figs? Neither can a salt spring produce fresh water. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Amen. Happy Easter. We were so excited and we celebrated the Easter last Sunday. And it's been a week. How have we been living the life of risen Christ this past week? And we are going to talk about one of the ways that we can live the risen Christ who gave the life, new life into our lives. In these days, at times I come to ask the question, why should I have fear because I have Asian heritage? Why I was protesting with the sign saying, "I'm not a virus"? I got deeply saddened. Then I came to ask the question, why do these many human beings have to claim that they are not a virus? The power of the word. The power of the word. Our words have power. And we must be careful in using and choosing words. Especially when we are in a position to make influences on others. As a matter of fact, we make influence on others one way or another. At home, at work, at school, in the church, and in communities. In other words, all of us have to be careful in choosing words. Because our words have power. In cases, they could destroy others. And they also could give life to others. My beloved siblings in Christ, how do you use your tongue? When I was a little boy, I was a naughty baby brother. I often argued with my elder sister, and I ended up calling her, "You fool! You're such a fool!" How mean, huh? But that's what I told her. And I had no problem to say it to her again and again and again. But one day, I was reading the Bible, this passage, the book of Matthew, and I got scared to death. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 22, the Bible says, anyone who says to a brother or sister, "Raca," is answerable
to the court, the Sanhedrin, the court. But anyone who said, "You fool," will be in the danger of the fire of hell. Oh my goodness. The Bible clearly talked about me. And it said that I would go to hell. You can tell how much scared I got. Fool. F-O-O-L, fool. Why does the Bible tell us not to call others fool? Because it's that word. What does the Bible mean by this passage? Is this about the word of fool? So, I will define as far as I don't use the word fool. Or is this about swearing? So am I on the right track as far as I don't swear? The point is not whether or not I use the fool or I swear. In fact, all of us swear in a broad sense. Some of us swear explicitly. Some swear without opening the mouth. Some do in front of others. Some do behind them. Moreover, we may not swear, but we may still curse others. So the question is not if or not we swear. The question is, how do I use my tongue? How do you use your tongue? Do you use it to discourage, curse, and even destroy others? Or do you use it to encourage, bless, and give life to others? Do you use it to gossip against them? Or do you use it to witness Christ? How do you use your tongue? This morning, God wants you to check how you use your tongue. You may say, "Lord, you know that I always use my tongue for the good. You have just me praise you, worship you. God, you have just me, just heard me to sing the song to praise you, God." Yes, it is great to use your tongue to praise and worship God, but that's not enough. In today's scripture reading, God wants us to check how we use our tongues to others. In James chapter 3, verses 9 through 12, the Bible says, "With the tongue we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse human beings who have been made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth come praise and cursing." My brothers and sisters, this should not be. With our tongue we praise our Lord and Father. Yes, that's what we are doing here and now. When we gather together in the name of Jesus Christ, we praise our Lord, our God, with our tongues. There is no argument that we all are Christians Sunday morning. But the problem is that it is easy for us to be someone else after the service is over. The Bible says, with it, our tongues, with it we curse people who have been made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth come praise and cursing. My brothers and sisters, this should not be. How do you use your tongue? Do you call down curses on people with your tongue? With your tongue, do you both praise and curse? As I told you earlier, I'm not talking about just swearing. You may not swear, but you may still curse others. I don't think I've ever heard any parishioners say F word in the church. But it doesn't necessarily mean you always use tongue in Christian ways. And the Bible says that God doesn't want you to curse other God's people on one hand and praise God on the other hand with the same tongue God has given to you. The Bible continues, "Can both the fresh water and salt water flow from the same spring?
My brothers and sisters, can a fig tree bear olives or a grapevine bear figs? Neither can a salt spring produce fresh water. It is that much contradictive that praising God and cursing people with the same tongue. A salt water spring can produce fresh water. A fig tree cannot produce olives. The grapevine cannot bear figs. Why is that? Why you must not use your tongue to curse others? There are a lot of reasons why you must not do it. And this morning the Bible teaches us God's reason that God doesn't want you to use your tongue in toxic ways. The reason is that they have been made in God's likeness as well. As I'm grateful that God has made me in God's image, God wants me to see that others are the ones God has made in God's likeness as well. When you call others who have been created in God's images, raka, fool, you eventually insult God. In Aramaic, raka means worthless, good for nothing. How can God's creatures be worthless and good for nothing? With the same tongue, how can you praise God and insult God at the same time? That's why the Bible says, praise and cursing come out of the same mouth. My brother and sister, it should not be. We just sang the song, the Jesus in me, the Jesus in me, love the Jesus in you. So easy to love, so easy to love. When I heard the song for the first time, the word easy kind of bothered me and challenged me. It is easy. I assume many of you may say, no, it's not easy to love. So I remember when I was younger, because my father was a Methodist pastor, so at times I had to transfer from one school to another. As a student, I thought, if I'm a good student with a good grade, then I will be fine. But I don't know. I don't know about the female world, but in the boys' world, that was not good enough. Always something about this got involved. And I was well known as I was into martial arts. So every day, those guys with a good figure, they always want to challenge me. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. Have you watched the movie Back to the Future? The little guy, whenever they heard the word, little chicken, then he lost his control, right? He got furious. Same thing. If somebody says, hey, you PK, pastor's kid, what can you do, man? While they're challenging me, then that was trigger point. Okay, now it's your memorable day. Boom. And my mother found it out. And one day, she called me, and she started crying. So I thought to myself, oh my gosh, she found it out. Because I was a good student at school, good kid in the church, and good son at home. So she never had the idea. But she found it out, and she started crying. My heart was broken. I was ready to be really harshly scolded. But she didn't. She rather cried and apologized to me. Son, I'm so sorry. I've never imagined you had that tough school life. I could ever imagine that you had to deal with those stuff. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
So I decided not to use my physical strength to others whatsoever. But guess what? The challenge continued. But interestingly, patience, and I heard the word PK, Pastor's Kid, but patience. But finally, I got triggered, and guess what? My mother's face was overlapped with this boy's face. Oh my gosh! Do you really want to do this, God? That moment, my mother's face was overlapped with this boy's face. Then I couldn't do it. I understand the Bible talks about that. When we have a hard time to love others, God wants to see the Jesus in them as well. You may agree or disagree, or that person pushed your button. God wants us to be able to see Jesus in you, Jesus in him, Jesus in her. So easy to love. I witnessed that. In some way, I have been an advocate to use that physical strength to others when I was challenged. If you have to do it every day, when you skip one day, you feel unsettled. Because it became a routine. So in some sense, I think I was addicted to that. While I hate it. So in other words, it was so challenging for me not to do it. But once I started seeing my mother's face on others, those boys' faces, it was easy not to do it. You tell me it's so hard to love? Then please begin with this. Pray to God. Lord, help me. Enable me. Empower me to be able to see Jesus in others. Those people you have created in your image. Yes, God created the world with the Word. God who gave us life, vitality through God's Word. That God wants you to love others. God wants you to give life and vitality to others with your tongues, with your words. In today's scripture reading from Matthew, have you noticed what Jesus said just before he said, do not call each other rock or fool? He said this when he was talking about mother. You are familiar with the command to the ancients, do not murder. I'm telling you that anyone who is so much as angry with a brother or sister is guilty of murder. Again, anyone who says to brother or sister, raka, worthless, good for nothing, shall be in danger of the court. And anyone who says you fool will be in danger of the fire of hell. Yes, right. Your word can even kill others. But at the same time, your words can bring life and vitality into your life and others too. Your words have power. Please turn to your neighbor and tell them, or on the chat, you are precious, you are beautiful. How about me? You are beautiful. You are precious. How about me? Yes, your words have power. How do you use your tongue? Do you use it to discourage, curse, or even kill others? Or do you use it to encourage, bless, and bring life into others? Do you use it to gossip against them? Or do you use it to witness Christ? With the same tongue, you cannot praise God
and curse others. With the same tongue, you cannot worship God and insult God at the same time. May God bless every single one of you. Every single one of us, that we use our tongue to praise God and encourage and bless others. May the Holy Spirit empower us, each of us, to use our tongues to make peace each and every day. Remember, your words have power. How would you want to use the gift, the tongue, to witness to the risen Christ this week? God bless you. Amen. Let us praise God with this song. They will know we are Christians by our love. Yes, the world will know we are Christians by our love. Faith We Sing, the Black Book, page 22-23. 2223. If you have not checked the hymnals while you need them, please come by the church in the hospitality area, the entrance area. There are all three sets of the hymns, the navy blue one, and green one, and black one. Please check them out. And then when we come to a point together, all together, then you can return them. So anybody can check them out. So stop by and check them out. Faith We Sing, 2223. They will know we are Christians by our love.
We are Christians by our love.
Abraham. It's time for offering. Yes, offering is not the time to send a donation to the church or organization. It is time to count the blessings, all the blessings God has already given to us, and be thankful and grateful. As we count our blessings from God, may God inspire us and motivate us to joyfully join and cheerfully join God's ministries in and through us. Please pray for your offerings and pray for those who God will reach out through God's ministries. You can send a check to church, 435 Central Street, Acton, Massachusetts, or check church website, and you can find the various ways to send your offerings to the church so we can continue to God's ministries with all our hearts. Please join me in offering response to God's grace together. God wants our love. That's what God wants. God wants our love more than God wants our offerings. God cares about our hearts, not the amount of our offerings. As we count all the blessings God has already given to us, we cheerfully give our offerings to God, the provider, with a grateful heart. Amen. It's time to pray together. I will read each prayer. At the end, I will say, "This is my prayer," and you may say, "This is our prayer." And after that, I will light the candles, and we will pray in silence. Kathy Lee, good morning. Please pray for Barb Kett, who just moved back to Care One from Emerson Hospital. This is my prayer. Susan LaSante, Lord, I give thanks for Leslie and Kevin running the technology to bring you worship this morning, and for technology that is working. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
Betsy Comstock and many others, safe travels and blessings to Dorothy and the Omer family as they move to Ohio. Thanks to Dorothy Omer for her gift to us. Bell ringing, dedicated to children's Sunday school, beautiful garden, and good cooking. This community, especially our young people, have been so blessed to know her witness and compassion. We love you and we'll miss you. God bless you. Godspeed. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
Judith Tian, my cousin Harriet wants to thank you all for the prayers for her recovery over this month. She is still in a wheelchair and can use a walker. Her feet are still the problem. This is my my prayer.
This is our prayer.
Judith Kim, unfortunately, Harriet's sister, Kathleen's son, Alex, was in a bad skiing accident and broke his pelvis and femur, and has had 6 operations in the last couple of weeks. His parents are in Utah with him. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
Chris Callahan, prayers for Sarah and her family today. Her dad passed away yesterday. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
Benjamin Gerges, I pray for all my family and friends and everyone at the church. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
And please continue to pray for Rob. As I told you last Sunday, the surgery went very well, and he is in recovery from the surgery.
But we expect that he'll be receiving the other treatments down the road. So please continue to hold Rob and Jane in your prayers. This is my prayer.
This is our prayer.
Let us take a moment of silence and pray for this prayer request, and also anyone who comes to your mind and heart this morning. Let us pray. Let us pray the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Yes, God is able and willing to make us peacemakers, and let us share the sign of peace, the Christ peace, with one another. The peace of Christ be with you all. The peace of Christ be with you all. Several announcements to share with you. You know, this morning, yes, we have this wonderful worship leaders here to make this online service possible. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And thank you for joining us in worshiping God together at St. Matthew's this morning. We hope this worship experience is inspirational. If you are a guest this morning, you know, new visitors, you want to learn more about our church community, please join us the coffee hour, the virtual coffee hour after service. You can find the Zoom link on the YouTube page and also on the church website. And please send me an email at pastor@saint-matthews.org. You can find that email address on the church website as well. So please send me an email and let us get connected with one another. Let's take this journey together. It's been very joyful to have to receive those emails and study the building relationships. You know, last week I met this wonderful family, and we had a two-year-old daughter. And, you know, we greeted on screen, and then she gave me this beautiful, beautiful, you know, what do you call it, blowing kiss? No, I could feel the heart, even if it was online. So, yeah, it's wonderful to begin and have a journey together. So if you're looking for church community, community of faith, community of faith together, please send me an email. And then let us start our journey together. On the for the virtual coffee hour, you know, you don't need any password. No password is needed. And we are collecting the recipes to make a St. Matthew's cookbook. So if you have not done yet, please contact Dot or Joran so you can share your wonderful recipes. I was told that one of the things I haven't experienced and I'm missing is a big part is St. Matthew's breakfast, right? I'm looking forward to that. So please send your recipes and then we can make a good St. Matthew's cookbook. And next Sunday, we are going to celebrate Earth Day Sunday. And Susan Evans is asking for videos for Earth Day Sunday. So please, if you are interested, please contact Susan Evans. And then we'll celebrate Earth Day Sunday next Sunday. And next Sunday is also Native American Ministry Sunday. And we, United Methodist Church, on a regular basis here and there, so we participate in this ministry. So you can make offerings to this ministry at our church website. You can find the giving section. Then you can find various ways to do it. And if you are on our database system, the Breeze, then you can find that as well. My beloved siblings in Christ, there is no question. God loves us all. And all means all. And as we are grateful to God for loving us regardless, let us remember God has created others in God's image too. This week, do all your best to bless others. Do all your best to bless yourself. Do all your best to enjoy God's word, bringing the life into you. God loves you, so do we. And there's nothing you can do about it. Go in peace. Let us bless each other through the blessing song together.